The city has set dates for a series of public meetings about sweeping changes proposed to consolidate several fire, paramedic stations, and in some cases relocate them. The series was spurred by Ward 7 Count. Natalie Labbe, who put forward a successful motion seeking public consultation on the series of proposed changes. Accompanying the series of public meetings scheduled, the city is also opening up an online survey at overtou.greatersudbury.ca seeking public input via a survey, which will be open from April 4 to May 12. A report by UK-based Operational Research in Health Limited and supplemented by City Fire and Paramedic Services Chief Joseph Nichols proposes: consolidate Skeed and Falconbridge into a new ideal site for Garson. Consolidate Valcarran and Hanmer at current site in Val Thorens. Consolidate Vermilion Lake into Dowling. Consolidate Beaver Lake into Whitefish. Consolidate Wanapite and Coniston at a new ideal site. Consolidate Waters, Lively and Copper Cliff at Anderson Drive. Relocate the Minnow Lake Station 2 kilometers north. Consolidate paramedics with fire services in Capriol. For the complete reports on these proposed changes, click here. The proposed changes have resulted in some public backlash, with residents in some communities anticipated to attend the meetings to express their opposition. In a media release issued by the city this week, it's noted that residents will have the opportunity to learn more and ask questions about the review during the upcoming series of drop-in information sessions. The goal of the review is to determine the ideal number and location of fire and paramedic stations needed to achieve sustainable asset management and timely emergency response while maintaining or improving the current service level, according to the release. The ORH report concluded that 9 out of the 24 fire and paramedic stations are ideally located to provide emergency response to the areas they serve. 4 fire and paramedic stations have the potential to be relocated to provide an overall improved response. The remaining 11 fire and paramedic stations could be consolidated with minimal impact to response. The public meetings are in a drop-in format, at which residents can stop in any time between the scheduled hours to visit with staff and learn more about the proposed recommendations. The meetings are as follows. Tuesday, April 4th. Waters, Lively. Waters Emergency Services Station. 25 Black Lake Road, Lively. 5 to 7 p.m. Minnow Lake and General Session. St. Charles College, Cafeteria. 1940 Hawthorne Drive, Sudbury. 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, April 13th. Coniston Emergency Services Station. 7 2nd Avenue, Coniston. 5 to 7 p.m. Skeed Community Center. 3971 Skeed Road, Skeed. 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, April 26th. Copper Cliff Emergency Services Station. 35 Godfrey Drive, Copper Cliff. 5 to 7 p.m. Beaver Lake Emergency Services Station. 7535 Highway 17. 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, April 27th. Falconbridge Emergency Services Station. 21 Edison Road, Falconbridge. 5 to 7 p.m. Hanmer Emergency Services Station. 4680 LaFontaine Street, Hanmer. 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 3rd. Wanapite Emergency Services Station. 162 Hill Street, Wanapite. 5 to 7 p.m. Monday, May 8th. Valcarran Emergency Services Station. 3064 Leduc Street, Valcarran. 6 to 8 p.m. Vermilion Lake. Dowling Leisure Center, Boardroom. 79 Main Street W, Dowling. 5 to 7 p.m. Many of the sessions are taking place at active fire and paramedic stations, which are limited and cannot impede emergency response. Staff will be on site to direct visitors. The upcoming meetings will lack a full report of the financial impacts of any proposed changes, though the city has estimated that the existing complement of 24 stations would cost approximately $43 million to maintain over the course of the next decade. On June 27, it's anticipated that City Council receives a report on the financial implications of status quo, wherein all existing stations receive the current level of maintenance. Existing footprint, where all current stations are repaired and renovated as required to fulfill expectations associated with emergency services legislation and service requirements. Changed footprint, where in accordance with the recommendations presented, a combination of renovations and consolidations occur to the city's fire and paramedic stations. The results of the public engagement are slated to be presented to City Council at around the same time.